From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. Missouri Governor Mike Parson has signed a bill aimed at stopping an economic border war with Kansas. Whether the bill signed yesterday has any impact depends on Kansas officials. Both states have spent millions of dollars luring businesses across the state line in the last decade. The Kansas City Star reports the bill would stop Missouri from offering tax incentives to companies moving into the state from Wyandotte, Miami, and Johnson counties in Kansas. It takes effect only if Kansas does the same thing for companies in Jackson, Platte, Clay, or Cass counties in Missouri before 2021. Parson said he and Kansas Governor Laura Kelly have discussed the issue, and he is optimistic an agreement will be reached. Kelly said in a statement yesterday, the states need to work together to lure businesses to the region. Rural Missouri residents have suffered from a lack of broadband internet access for years. The Federal Communications Commission announced Monday that the new federal funding, totaling $21.4 million, will expand that access for nearly 10,000 Missouri homes over the next decade, according to a Columbia, Missouri report. Funding applications for two mid-Missouri companies, Como Connect and Calibite Technology, were approved by the FCC this month. The two companies are required to provide download speeds of 1 gigabit per second and upload speeds of 500 megabits per second. The average statewide speed is 40.3 megabits per second. Republican Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft acted yesterday to reject a third petition for a public vote on a new law banning abortions at 8 weeks of pregnancy. Last week, he rejected two similar petitions for a referendum on the law. Ashcroft says he's rejecting the petitions because of what's known as an emergency clause, making part of the measures take effect immediately. While the ban on most abortions at 8 weeks of pregnancy is slated to take effect August 28th, another section on parental notification for minors receiving abortions was enacted when Governor Mike Parson signed the bill last month. The ACLU of Missouri and a wealthy Republican businessman filed the petitions and are suing in an attempt to force Ashcroft to approve their petitions. A 17-year-old has pleaded guilty to threatening to commit mass shootings at several schools in northwest Missouri. Andrew Lemon pleaded guilty yesterday to making a terrorist threat. The St. Joseph News Press reports Lemon admitted that on April 28th, he sent messages to five friends via Snapchat saying he would commit mass shootings at several schools, including Lafayette, Benton, Central, and Savannah High Schools, and Truman Middle School in St. Joseph and Savannah. Several schools were locked down on April 29th. Lemon was arrested that day at Lafayette High School, where he was a student. He was sentenced to 4 years of probation and 120 days of shock treatment. If Lemon breaks his probation, he could face up to 7 years in prison. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.